We thank you. We can bring all these requests and items of prayer and praise, thanksgiving unto thee. And we trust thee, Lord, to honor our requests, take care of these needs of the people. We love the people. They have great needs. And help them to bear up under these difficult problems and situations that we've expressed tonight. And may they be directed by thee, by thy word, to stand firm for our Savior. And keep them with their health requests being answered, and may they be able to be victorious over all that Satan perhaps is trying to destroy them with. Whether it's Pastor Reno, Rainey, and his wife, his daughter, all these others that have requested prayer, take care of them. Help Pastor Dan as he leads the class tomorrow in Leviticus. Guide him and direct him as he studies this very important subject. Keep us informed by thee, with thy word. Help us be faithful, reading and obeying it. Thank you now that we can look at the scriptures, guide us and direct us as we open the book of 1 Corinthians again. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Amen. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and beginning at verse 22. I just want to remind you that our brother Paul Augustine Elias on our telephone hookup, and he'll have comments, I'm sure, as we proceed on things. And also, I want to remember that all those that are listening to us, give us a call or an email and take part in it. You can call us at 856-261-9018 or an email, questions@bftbc.org. Take part in it, lead us and use us and talk to us. Give your input or just simply say hello. I'd like to hear from you. We're on 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 22, 23, and 24. Let's begin reading in verse 22. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncommon parts have more abundant comeliness. For our heavenly parts have no need, but God has tempered the present together, having more honor than the honor of the heart. Alright. Hello, Rob. It's Phil from Chicago.
Hi, Patrick. I just want to remind you, and I talked to you just a few hours ago, and inform the people that Shirley Hughes is seemingly taking a bound for the worse. And with her, she's going once a week now for treatments. And her count went up from below 100, which is good, but it's gone up to above 7,000. So she, yes, it doesn't look very good right now.
All right. I appreciate that, Rob. We'll bear her up in prayer. We did pray for her, but knowing this is very important. Serious. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for letting us know. Let's wait for Rob in Chicago. Appreciate that very much. Pastor Dan, you want to have a brief prayer for her while we're waiting for us?
Father, we do ask for your help. We cover Mrs. Hughes. We ask that these blood counts numbers to go down and we stabilize. We ask that that will allow her to have good treatment, or to have a good and proper nutrition in her diet that's not going to cause the cancer to even grow and be more aggressively growing. We ask that there'll be a comfort to Brother Hughes. We do ask that by continual hand of mercy would be upon her. We know that she's outlived the doctor's predictions, and we do ask them to continue to give her life as long as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Also, I want to mention that Brother Dave and Rebecca Howell, is it better now? Brother Dave, Pastor Dan did some tuning up, and did you be able to hear those other two things, and did you do all right with sermonaudio.com. Please give us a call. Let us know how things are going as far as being transmitted to you. Okay? Thank you. Yeah, that's nice.
This is the old on the delayed message from last week.
All right.
But I agree not to wait. I just hope to share that I'm joining you from the office in Beijing today.
Good.
Everything in the U.S. is doing well. Ting Ting is feeling much better this week. Thank you for your prayers. In praise, Josh.
John's wonderful. Let's wave to Josh, even though if we may be seeing us now. Who knows? Thank you very much. From China. Very good. Continue to pray for him and hope they do well, especially I'm glad his wife is doing better as well. All right, 1 Corinthians 12, we'll start at verse 22. Now, it says in verse 22, the word, to use the word body. What is the body in verse 22? And for many verses in this chapter. Yeah, go ahead, Paul. Speak closer to the phone, Paul. Take off your speakerphone, put it right close to so you hear better. Go right ahead. Yeah, just take it off the speakerphone, just the phone itself, directly.
First Corinthians 12:22.
Yeah, hello, Dave. What'd you find out? Dave Howell. Just a minute to Paul. Dave is talking to us. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
We went to 7 audio and it's coming through loud and clear without any delays.
Good.
We didn't go back to the others to try those out, but just wanted to say thank you and hello to everybody there.
Good, very good. Jacob. I appreciate that, Dave Howell and Rebecca. Let's wave to Dave and Rebecca in South Carolina, all the way down there. Appreciate it.
The knob above the phone is the white knob.
Oh.
No, right on your port.
More?
On the mixer port. Well, the same knob you use to control your volume on your
phone. It's okay. You can turn it up a little bit.
It's just great. Gradually, it's just have Paul talk.
Paul, now talk a little bit. Can you talk a little?
Excuse me, Dr. Wayne. When it refers to the body,
as possible. It doesn't seem to squeal to put it to
you.
Okay, well, it could be, but what does the scripture tell us about the body in this context? Yes, Pastor Dan?
His reference to the church, although all the members of the church who are born again and genuinely saved, the body of Christ.
Body of the temple. Very good.
Well, those that have been baptized into Christ are part of His body,
mm-hmm.
and that's the church.
Yes, Bob?
1 Corinthians 12,
12:22.
I can't hear.
12:22, yes.
Okay.
Is it on?
Yes, right here.
Okay.
Oh, it's too loud.
Turn it down.
What's happening?
Turn it down on your dial, huh? Turn it down the volume.
I didn't have that before.
All right. So,
who's humming? Is it Paul that's humming?
She's too
loud. So, we have, talking about the members of the body.
Yes.
Of the body of Christ. Now,
and how would you define the body of Christ?
Well, the body of Christ is comprised of the born again and saved individuals who have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, as Tammy.
Yes.
As Tammy was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And
we go.
Sometimes, you have the word, the less desirable term is universal church, the more, then you have the invisible church, and then the better preferred term is the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Those are genuine Christians, saved and born again. We get that from verse 13, do we not? 1 Corinthians 12:13. What is true of the body of Christ in verse 13?
I think there's a little whistle.
They've been baptized by one Spirit.
By one Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Spirit
baptism.
As we said before, one of our friends and many other areas, we agree with him, but he believes it's with a small s, just enthusiasm. He says it's his local Baptist church. Some of the other Baptist churches agree with him, which is wrong indeed. And by one Spirit, baptized into one body. Now, that's not just the local church sometimes. It's all saved people, whatever churches they're in. And all men to drink into one body, and also in verse, whether we bond or free, Jews or Gentiles, and made all to be made into drink into one spirit. That whistle, then I just throw it away. I wouldn't use it, twisting around like that. All right, so we've got to be sure these are members of the body. Then in verse 22, What does it say about the certain types of members saved born again Christians in verse 22? Yes, Pastor Dan.
It talks about feeble members.
All right. And what's true of the feeble members?
They're necessary.
There's no necessary.
I mean, we even think about the function of our body. There's internal organs we have that may be feeble, maybe even some external organs, external appendages we have that could be considered feeble of some sort. What does the at one point in time they didn't think appendix had any use, or whatever, gallbladder and different parts of the body that they didn't think had any use, but they do have a use.
Yes.
Even the feeble members of the body have a function.
How would you define feeble members? Genuine Christians are feeble members of the body of Christ. How would you, could you define some of those that might be considered feeble?
Yeah.
Worn out, yeah, Bill.
Carnal
could be. Any other ideas?
Well, what do you go to the fact of it's how the function of the body, they may not be considered all that important,
right.
Yet they're very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think of all different components of an automobile, of an engine, or of a car, you know, some of the things are perhaps not as important. They may be as feeble or whatever you want to call them, describe them, but yet they contribute to the function of the car. Like today we have on our cars, we have an oxygen sensor, you have a camshaft position sensor, a crankshaft position sensor, all these different types of sensors that are in automobile engines. And it's just a little inexpensive piece of, I mean, it's not just all plastic, but it's very, sometimes these sensors could be $10, $15, but yet they play a function in the performance of a car or engine because it monitors different things, how the engine functions. Mm-hmm. And so, it's just a little cheap, a little part, but it's just, you can hold it in your hand, you can't even see it, but yet it's important.
They're still members of us, still Christians, but they may not be as powerful. What makes a Christian less feeble and more strong? What would make that genuine Christian good? Bill? And then Pastor Dan.
Read the Bible.
That's good. Pastor Dan.
Well, in the previous verse, we talked about the eyes, the ears, the hands, these different members of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So now then we have these big prominent members of the body. You know, you have the eyes, the ears, the hands. There may be something else that I'm missing here.
The feet, probably.
Feet, get the feet as well. But yet, these are the members of the body who are very visible.
Mm-hmm.
We see our hands, we see our feet, we see our eyes, we see our ears.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other members, other parts of the body that are important. I mean, so going back to the engine analogy, I mean the car analogy. You look at the car, but if there's nothing under the hood, and you get the tires, okay, they're important.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to the people, and the function, the picture, the picture that you have, is you have members of the body of Christ that perhaps are not as, I don't think it's talking about their health, I think it's talking about the function of it.
Okay. Right. Yes, Ted?
It reminds me of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, when Paul is talking about them taking matters to the heathen to judge them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church.
That's the same.
You know, I mean, so, the whole idea was that even the weakest member of the church would be able to judge properly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Paul, you got something?
Yes. Also, what makes a person a strong Christian is not only to eat, not only to read God's Word, but to live as well as to apply the Word in his or her life.
All right, do you have it off your speakerphone? Do you have it plain, just your phone itself? Okay, that's good. Pastor Dan.
Greetings again from Wisconsin. We are on YouTube, and it is good on our end.
Oh, good. I'm glad YouTube is good. And what was the other one that was had a problem?
BibleToday.org.
Okay. Let's wave your hand again. From Wisconsin, appreciate that. Take care. So, feeble but yet necessary. Those, every genuine Christian, even though some are weaker than others, some are stronger than others, are necessary. And if they're carnal, Bible-believing Christians, we hope and pray they'll get strong spiritual. See, that's a terrible situation. And sometimes when Christians are carnal and fleshly, they're born-again Christians, they act and look just like the unsaved world. It's hard to tell. But if God has genuinely saved them, they're in His body, and they're believers. That's a sad state to be in, is it? Carnal, fleshly, walking in the flesh rather than the Holy Spirit. But that's verse 22, necessary. And then verse 23, 1 Corinthians 12:23, those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, what would that be, you think? What kind of genuine Christians would be less honorable?
Well, I mean, when you think of the parts of the body, mm-hmm. certain parts of the body, you know, we think are really important, like our eyes or maybe mm-hmm. our hands. You know, but other things, you know, like maybe our gallbladder, we don't think mm-hmm. it's very important. We don't talk about it in, you know, wonderful terms. So we might say, oh, you have beautiful eyes, or, you know, yeah. I mean, or your hair is wonderful, or whatever. Some part of the body that is not really, you know, it's not really seen, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And what is true of those less honorable genuine Christians in the body of Christ in verse number 23? What should our attitude be? Pastor Dan?
Well, the less honorable upon these who bestow more abundant honor mm-hmm. by comparison to the uncommon parts. So the ones that are flashy, they get the honor. The ones that aren't honorable ones get the... less attention paid to them.
We should honor even those you have to build in that bet and bond.
The less honorable ones are probably individuals who are a little more worldly.
Could be.
Than they should be.
Could be.
Channel 1, the knob of Channel 1 has to turn down a little bit.
Channel 1,
the first number, number 2, number 1 slider. Okay. It's not the slider, the knob.
Which one is it? It's
a white knob.
What's it called?
Auxiliary 4. It's right there on the primary microphone knob.
Is it the pulpit, solo, piano?
Pulpit.
Oh, the pulpit.
Pulpit. The knob is featuring that slide by.
Okay. Turn that slide. Okay, thank you. All right, so I think it's just her ear things.
When I turned it up.
Yeah.
It squealed more on the mic.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of feedback.
Feedback. The mic is. All right, I turned it down.
It's
wider.
It's very good now.
So good.
Slider. Push it down. To move it down a notch. One or two notches. The telephone slider. It's a phone.
Okay. All right, so these are less honorable. We have more abundant honor. We try to help those that are not come. Yvonne?
Some of the parts of the body that we don't usually talk about are mm-hmm. very important for the body to function.
Oh, yes. See,
there are some of the most important things about them working right. to die.
Lungs and heart and versa, just Tammy?
Well, it seems like the whole idea of less honorable isn't necessarily referring to a Christian's carnality. I mean, there's really an illustration here about the body,
mm-hmm.
and we have to understand in terms of the illustration.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like Mom said, if something's it's hidden and it's in a, you know, and it seems like sort of a, you know, like especially the appendix,
mm-hmm.
it seems sort of like you can just live without it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Then that's the part that you need to bestow more
mm-hmm.
honor on.
Now, for instance, Christians, born again Christians in the body of Christ in this country of Africa, they've been there 2-3 times or more for many years ago, yet they're saved, they live differently than we have, don't have the luxurious things, they have just huts, but they're genuine Christians and they love the Lord, and that would be some type of, they'd make one of these illustrations, would be less honorable, you know. But we're still, they're part of the body, we got to praise the Lord for it. And then in verse 24, what is the covering part of the body of Christ? What would that be? Yeah, 10?
Well, the word covering means beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, so it would be something that's maybe an external part.
All right. And what is true of them in this verse? Those that are beautiful. What is true?
What verse is it?
Verse number 24.
On the comely or the uncomely?
On the comely, the first part of the verse.
Right.
Does that?
Oh, okay, verse 24.
24.
God is tempered.
But before that.
Do we finish 23?
Well, when there's something more going on.
Our uncomely parts.
And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. I think we sort of hit some of them. Not
okay.
Too much.
Okay, well, that's fine.
And then in verse 24, what is true about the comely parts? What is not true in the first part of 24? Any kind of thought on that? What's not true? Yes. Pastor,
well, going back to the verse 23 for a moment.
All right.
It talks about the more abundant honor and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but then it talks about his abundant, more abundant comeliness. Then it talks about the comely parts have no need of, have no need.
They have no need of
comeliness. Of comeliness.
Comeliness, right. They have no need to be tempered.
But mix them together.
Exactly.
Mix together, kind of tempering.
What has God done in verse 24 with these different parts of the general Christians in the body of Christ? What's he done? What's his part in this?
It's tempered the body.
What does that mean, to temper the body together? What does that mean? Temper the body, gender, Christians together.
A mixture, a variation of things. So you have this and this and this. You have comely and uncomely. Mm-hmm. You have the eyes, the hands, the feet, mm-hmm. the feet, the ears. No.
Yes. Now, we see this, do we not, in our Dean Bergen Society, men that speak a different way, different talents, different abilities, different ways of expressing themselves. They're not all the same. They have different means of performing, but some are comelier than others. You know? This may be mine, maybe I'm too close to my own microphone. So, that was verse number 24. And the last part, having given more abundant honor, we've tempered the body. In other words, he made it work successfully as much as possible. Maybe it's me, I don't know what it is. And so that's very important to see that God has tempered the body together. He gives more abundant honor to the part which is lacked. He helps them.
Are the auxiliary knobs turned down for everything except your microphone and telephone microphone?
Considerably.
Should be completely off.
Yes.
The knobs should be to zero.
We have pulpit and
mantle, table, mantle, table, zero.
And phone. That should be.
The knobs.
Well,
everything's fine.
We should be all the way up from there.
Not the sliders.
Oh.
Not the sliders, the knobs.
Yeah, the knobs are down, yes. We're down to zero. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's verse number 24. And now we're working on 25. Have we read 25 yet? 2, 23, 24. Don't think we read that, did we?
No.
2, 3, 4, 3, 5, 25, 26, and 27 together. There should be no
body,
but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one of the members are suffering, all the members suffer with it. For one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you're the body of Christ, and members in particular. All right, so 25. What does God not want to happen in gender Christian family? Yes,
he wants to see the schism or the division among the body of Christ, within the body of Christ.
Now, are all the members of the body of Christ genuine Christians? Do they all have the same doctrinal beliefs?
No.
No, they do not. What are some of the doctrinal beliefs that genuine Christians have that we don't agree all with? What are some of the doctrinal beliefs that are completely different than other beliefs? That's that.
The time of the rapture.
Time of the rapture, that's right. Go ahead, Jean.
Some believe in replacement theology.
Replacement theology.
Where the church
is replaced with
Israel.
And sign gifts, also another one. Yes, they believe in those. Yes.
Some believe it's okay to cooperate with modernists and apostates.
Yeah. Yes, Dan.
Some believe in using kinds of our Christian music.
Yes. And some believe in using Bibles that are based upon the Gnostic Greek text, the false Greek text. Lots of different effects of that.
Some believe that smoking and drinking are acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And dancing.
And dancing, otherworldly adjustments. And some believe that Christ didn't die for the whole world, mm-hmm. just the elect. And also some believe that only the elect can be saved. If you're not elect, you can't accept Christ as your Savior. Just absolutely, totally lost and gone for hell. So it's a strange situation, but these are members of the body of Christ, genuine Christians. And, you know, sometimes some of them don't act like Christians, but if they're genuinely born again and saved, they're in the body of Christ, and the Holy Spirit has put them in there and joined them, and one body. But just like are all human bodies equally ability and equal health, all the people that have anybody. The question
is, within our own body, we can't have the division of our liver, our heart, you know, our hands and feet. Because they have to work together. They need mm-hmm. to have some type of fundamental common denominator mm-hmm. function properly. When our bodies doesn't have a good common denominator, right here we take a blood sample, and we say we have certain levels that are too high, too low, whether that's good science, bad science, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But that, and then there's other things that within the body, like the lungs, you know, you can't have fluid, you have to have a certain function.
Mm-hmm.
If there becomes the division, a schism within the body, within the physical body, then it doesn't work right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's in the body of Christ, if it becomes a division to this extent that's so great, it can't work properly.
Mm-hmm. A human body, as we said, some have one talent, some have another. All the people can't run a 220-yard dash or 440 right down the same length, same speed, and all of them can't pole vault or high jump or something else. There are different types of people, different styles. So the body of Christ, the genuine Christians,
okay,
also have different qualities and so on. So in verse number 25, as we said before, there should be no schism, no division. Pastor Dan, something.
This is from Massachusetts. Thank you for your prayers very much. Each member present, those online, very appreciated. Jim Cannata.
Let's wave to Jim Cannata, Massachusetts. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you. We talk to him occasionally. He calls us and we talk to him. We appreciate his ministry and his faithfulness to the Lord. And no schism. And what is the last part of verse 25? Different needs for genuine Christians. What is the last part?
I don't know.
Verse 25.
Should have care. Same care.
Same care, my brother. What would it mean to have care for your physical body? And then we'll ask, what would care be for spiritual, genuine Christians? Yes,
that. We want to make sure, you know, the food, the clothing, the shelter, you know, mm-hmm. some type of transportation.
Yes.
And then as far as that takes care of your physical body,
mm-hmm.
especially the food and the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So how would we care for genuine Christians? Care, and what would be non-caring for genuine Christians? What would be the care?
We don't know.
What does it mean here to have the same care one for another? Pastor Dan,
it shouldn't be discriminative.
All right.
We have the eyes need care, the hands need care, the feet need care, the care of the feet, the ears need care. This is a picture of the body we used earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But also the uncomely mm-hmm. every aspect of the body, they need the same care. You don't want to give all your attention to your hands
mm-hmm.
and let your feet go. You don't want to give all your attention to your ears mm-hmm. and neglect your eyes.
Right.
You know, that's what the picture is being here.
Yes.
You don't want to be all give all attention to your gallbladder.
Right.
And then let everything else be disrupted.
The hair needs care. Is that Harry Carey? Yeah. A liver.
Carey Harry.
Well, We do sometimes take care of one part of the body more than the other part when it calls for special attention.
That's true.
You know, you may be very sick or you may have throw up or something. Mm-hmm.
So for members of the body of Christ, we should
carry them through that.
It's very hard.
You cannot continually address that one specific problem time. Yes, there become situations when our physical body becomes sick. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to address it, but not dwell on it for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. And it's for a short period of time, because if we continue dwelling on the one part, then the other parts are going to be neglected.
Exactly.
And they're not going to be they're not going to be tempered.
Tempered. That time?
The same care. It's the same.
Same.
So is that is out of James 2:1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, but of glory of respective persons.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's what it's referring to.
Yes. So we should have care, even though we pray for different ones in our prayer service every Thursday night, and we care for them, just like Jim Panada called back and said, thank you for that. We have a concern for these that we know that are genuine Christians, and they have needs, and we pray for them. We care, it says, one for another. We read 26, I believe, did we not?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in verse 26, what about the member that suffers? What should happen to the rest of the genuine Christians? We see whether one member suffer.
That's one that gets the attention of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone should care.
Everyone should care. All the members suffer with us. See, there's a continuity of suffering. We should be concerned with the suffering. The one lady we prayed for that's gone up from 100 to, 7,000. It's tremendous.
What's she talking about?
Surely Hughes. She has normally the level of something, in other words, 1 or 100, it's up to 7,000.
Who's that? Shirley Hughes.
So Rock God is up way, way high. We prayed for her.
You just heard that today?
Rock God.
Oh, thank you. That's terrible.
Yes, it is bad. Serious indeed. So we care.
She was so happy at the meeting.
All the members should suffer with it. Now, you don't suffer the same way, but at least you have mental suffering or emotional suffering. You may not have the physical suffering, but you should. Or what about the people, the member of the genuine Christian that's honored? What would that mean? Somebody that's honored.
What's your question again?
One in verse 25 would be that some members honored. Yes.
Well, something wonderful happens to them.
All right.
The Lord answers a prayer or does something. I was thinking of Barbara. She shared about the situation that she had with her landlord that was dying, and she was concerned about her living situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like what she was saying was written in the will that that she would be able to stay there forever. I mean, as long as she could.
That's very nice.
Very good. Very good indeed. So, one member suffer with it, one member be honored, members rejoice with it. Now, when some people is honored or receive something, what do some genuine Christians think about that honor? What does some Christian think about when somebody gets honored, raised to whatever, something great happens to them? Yeah, Pastor.
They're displeased. I mean, but this, they're not happy.
Some of them are jealous of them. Why
are you talking about?
If somebody gets high
praise,
some of the other genuine Christians wonder, why did they do that? Why didn't God? You know, there's chatter about it, and instead of rejoicing with it.
Because their feelings hurt. Feelings
hurt, and they're sort of jealous of them.
Yeah.
So, that's Psalm 25. We read 27, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, now, who's the ye referred to in verse 27?
How long before we quit?
That's not the
question.
The antecedent.
Those listen to those that give us a call or tell us what you got. Call us at 856-261-9018 or questions at bftpc.org. Glad to hear from you. Pastor Dan.
What was the question?
It's probably referencing the context of the Church of Corinth.
I'm going.
But by application, it's going to be anyone that's a generally born again saint, Christian, born mm-hmm. a Christian.
Among the honored, all members should rejoice with it. That's right. Did we read 27? Now, who's the ye referred to in 27? That's what we're talking about. Who's the ye? Now ye are the body of Christ. Pastor Dan?
Born again, saved Christians.
Especially those that are in Corinth. He's writing to Corinthians.
Those in Corinth, yes.
By application, all genuine Christians, they have the body of Christ. And there's not two bodies, there's just one body. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ. All those that He saved by His precious blood, that have trusted Him as His Savior and Redeemer, and are true Christians, genuine Christians, believers. The body of Christ. Not some Roman Catholic Church, some Baptist Church, or some individual group, but it's genuine Christians, both wherever they are, the whole face of the globe. Then, did we read 28 yet?
No.
Okay, let's read 28, 29, and 30 together. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? And covet earnestly the best gifts. Yeah, that's short to you. More in some way. Read all that because Jim from Massachusetts, from, where's it? Jim Cannata, Jim Cannata, Massachusetts. He asked me sometime, please list some of these sign gifts. And Jim, right here in this particular area, these different verses, most of the sign gifts are light right here, see? So just read those. Let's stop right here and let's begin, Lord willing, next week. Start with verse 28, and we'll start that next week. And go. Any other comments or questions before we close? If not, let's close the word prayer. We thank you, Father, for Paul's writing. Thank you, Lord, that we can see in Scripture how clear it is that members of the body of Christ are those that are genuine, true Christians, born again, saved by the blood of Christ, trusting Him as faithfully from the heart. And we thank you for all these things, Lord. Guide us and direct us, bring us back safely on the Lord's Day for our church services. And guide us and direct us and help us to live for Him who died for us. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.